This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. Composer John Adams says that the birth of his daughter in 1984 was a life-changing event. There were four people in the room, he says, and then there were five. Adams began thinking about the miracle of birth, and in particular, about the Nativity, the most famous birth of all. He realized that the Nativity story would make a good pretext for a work contemplating and celebrating birth itself. This was, as it were, the genesis of El Niño, Adams's Nativity Oratorio. Adams also wanted to make sure that, this time, the story was told from the woman's point of view. How can you tell this story, he asked, and not have a woman's voice? Seldom in the officially sanctioned stories is there any more than a passing awareness of the misery and pain of labor, of the uncertainty and doubt of pregnancy, or of that mixture of supreme happiness and inexplicable emptiness that follows the moment of birth. End quote. Peter Sellers, the visionary director who originally staged El Niño, suggested a number of eloquent poems by Hispanic women in which Adams found all that and more. John Adams was born in Worcester, Massachusetts, but has lived in the San Francisco Bay Area for many years. And one of the things he loves most about this part of the country is the multiplicity of cultural influences, especially those from the Hispanic world. He says, "The intensity and genuineness of Latin American art and culture is one of the great gifts one receives by living in California." End quote. About one-third of El Niño is in Spanish, and Adams deliberately chose the title for its double meaning. El Niño is literally the child, specifically the Christ child, but it also refers to the extreme weather pattern that occurs along the Pacific coast of the Americas every 5 years or so, bringing floods, droughts, and high winds. The association with storms and violent weather is right, notes Adams. As the poet Sor Juana says, a miracle is not without its alarming force. Christ was referred to as the wind, a kind of tempest that blows away all that comes in its path and transforms it. Herod knows this. We all know it when a child comes into the world. End quote. El Niño includes texts in Spanish, Latin, and English, taken or adapted from poems by Rosario Castellanos, Gabriela Mistral, Hildegard of Bingen, Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz, Rubén Darío, and Vicente Huidobro. There are also some anonymous versions and passages from the Bible, the Wakefield Mystery Plays, which were performed in England in the Middle Ages, and the New Testament Apocrypha, a collection of some 30 books that resemble the Gospels, Acts, and Epistles in the New Testament. These books have never been accepted as part of the biblical canon, but they do make for some lively storytelling. Part one of El Niño begins with a medieval English poem, I Sing of a Maiden, sung by the chorus and two countertenors. It sets the stage for a story in many ways as old as life itself. A huge orchestral crescendo leads to the Annunciation. Hail Mary Gracious is taken from one of the Wakefield Mystery Plays. The male ensemble of three countertenors takes the part of Gabriel, while the soprano assumes the role of Mary, but only for this movement. Adams moves his soloists from part to part to suit the drama of the music rather than the subject of the texts. Next comes the first of El Niño's Spanish texts, La Anunciación, by Rosario Castellanos. Aquí, Rosario Castellanos was not only an influential poet and writer on issues of cultural and gender oppression, she was also a teacher and diplomat who was serving as Mexico's ambassador to Israel when she died in 1974. La Anunciación is followed by a short chorus on words from St. Luke, and then the story of the Visitation. The babe leaped in her womb tells of Mary's visit to her cousin Elizabeth. At Mary's greeting, the child in Elizabeth's womb, who will grow up to be John the Baptist, jumps for joy. A Magnificat leads to a story from the Gospel of James in the Apocrypha, in which Joseph comes home after a long absence to find his 16-year-old bride 6 months pregnant and reacts angrily, thinking only like a macho male of how bad this makes him look. But an angel appears to Joseph in a dream, persuading him that that which is conceived in Mary's womb is of the Holy Ghost, and foretelling the circumstances of Jesus' birth. Joseph's dream culminates in a great orchestral crescendo that spills into the next section. This is Shake the Heavens. It begins with a passage from Haggai, "I will shake the heavens and the earth." But it moves into another passage from the Gospel of James, describing Mary and Joseph on their way to Bethlehem.
Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens.
Se Habla de Gabriel, Speaking of Gabriel, is another poem by Rosario Castellanos, one that powerfully evokes what Adams referred to as the misery and pain of labor. Without break, the music moves into more words from the New Testament Apocrypha, in which Joseph, in the moments before the birth, suddenly realizes that all the world has become totally still. It is the moment when Joseph understands. The first part of El Niño concludes with a fiery poem by Gabriela Mistral, the great Chilean poet who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1945. Here she evokes the ecstasy and pain of religious revelation. Adams conflates Mistral's lines with the enraptured utterance, "O quam preciosa," oh, how precious, by the 12th century mystic Hildegard of Bingen. The music descends from a great crest, and the last word we hear is paradisum. Part two opens with a poem by the 17th century nun writer Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz, "Pues mi Dios ha nacido," because my Lord was born to suffer. Her poems are recognized as the first truly Mexican ones, as distinct from traditional Spanish verse written on New World soil. Next, El Niño reverts to the biblical Gospel of Matthew and Herod's plot to seek out the child, supposedly to worship him. And "The Star Went Before Them" is Matthew's account of the voyage of the three kings. Rubén Darío, a Nicaraguan poet, fleshes out the story of Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar with reverence and warmth. The kings are neatly characterized by the three countertenors. Another brief passage from Matthew tells how an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream bidding him to flee to Egypt with his family. The next section tells of Herod's slaughter of the innocents. The chorus sings the text from Matthew, and a fierce orchestral punch leads to another Castellanos poem, Memorial de Tlatelolco, Memorandum on Tlatelolco. On August 13, 1521, Tlatelolco, which is now part of Mexico City, was the scene of the last great confrontation between the Aztecs and the conquistadors, which changed the course of Mexican history. Then, on October 2, 1968, 5,000 troops with jeeps, tanks, and helicopters attacked a huge demonstration in Tlatelolco Square. Mexican police admitted to 32 deaths. Independent estimates set the number at 10 times that amount. The poet's fury is directed not only at the event, but also at the subsequent effort to suppress reports of it. When Castellanos bitterly tells the reader not to bother looking in the archives because nothing has been recorded there, the chorus joins in the painful probing of the terrible scene. Now the climate changes as El Niño moves to two fantastical tales from the New Testament Apocrypha, the infant Jesus taming the dragons, and the tale of the palm tree that at the bidding of baby Jesus bowed down so that Mary might partake of its fruit, and then caused a stream of water to appear to quench the thirst of the Holy Family. Adams combines this verse with another Castellanos poem, Una palmera, a palm tree. The Spanish poem gradually displaces the pseudo-biblical tale, and the last word we hear, sung softly by high voices, is poesía. El Niño is truly a nativity for the new millennium, having had its premiere in December 2000. Its cultural mix reflects the world we live in, and its spirit expresses the world we hope for. El Niño speaks of constant truths and values. In a world often visited by unexpected darkness, its great message is one of beauty and beauty's sustaining power. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.